Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2010 with a release date of Friday, May 6th, 2016 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The North Korea de-expedition is dead. National Parks on the Air gets a station operating from the world's largest single-span arch bridge. A team of kids makes the most of the Florida QSO party. And our lead story, the FCC cracks down on a New York area jammer. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2010 coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first and only independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, here is Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
In our top story this week, the FCC has issued a warning to an unlicensed operator, charging him with jamming the bands in the New York metropolitan area. The agency's enforcement bureau sent the warning to Daniel DeLisi of Astoria, Queens, New York, on April 20th. Acting on a barrage of complaints, the FCC sent the warning after its special counsel had several telephone conversations with DeLisi and gave him a number of verbal warnings. It then sent the document, which says in part, quote, "In spite of these warnings, the New York office continued to receive information that you were operating radio transmitting equipment on frequencies in the amateur radio services, land mobile radio services, and personal radio services without authorization," end quote. FCC direction finding had confirmed unauthorized 2-meter transmissions from DeLisi's home on April 7th, when it was also discovered he had a handheld radio and 7 mobile radios programmed to operate on those bands, along with rooftop antennas. The document also recounted that DeLisi admitted to the agents that he had operated on 147.96 megahertz that same evening. DeLisi has been given 10 days to respond to the notice before the FCC decides on sanctions. The Snoco Hams are a friendly group of radio amateurs who gather regularly, help one another out, and get on the air. Just don't call them a club. Amateur Radio Newsline's Paul Braun, WD9GCO, tells us more.
When is a club not a club? When it's like the Snoco Hams in the Pacific Northwest. I spoke with member Eric Nordine, AD7BF, about the group, originally formed by the late Bob Hewson, WA7HYD.
Snoco Hams is not a club, per se. It's just a group. There's a few of us take care of the website, got breakfast to get together, second Saturday of every month. It was actually born from some frustration with, I think some political posturing and stuff in the club. And Bob decided, hey, you know, let's start a website and an email reflector that anybody can join, and I'll get that going and just stand out of the way. And, you know, those will be tools for people to use. And then it wasn't long at all after that he decided, hey, let's just get a monthly breakfast get-together going. No politics, no club meeting, no business, anything, just a bunch of hams that get together around a table and circulate and toss ideas around. And it's grown. Like I said, I think we had around a dozen people the first couple of meetings, and it's grown. And typically we have anywhere between 20 and probably close to 40 people show up now. So it's a neat thing.
Nordine said that Hewson originally formed the group to complement local clubs, not to compete with them. In fact, he said many local clubs have benefited from the intermingling of members at the breakfasts. He also mentioned that a major part of the original email list was lost when Hewson passed away. So if you are interested in the group, please visit their website, www.snocohams.net. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Who says all hams are couch potatoes? Some of them have no trouble running a 6-kilometer course through the forest and finding 5 radio transmitters while they're doing it. With more, here's Newsline's Joe Mel, K0OV, who is also the ARRL's ARDF coordinator.
The annual USA ARDF championships are now complete. ARDF stands for Amateur Radio Direction Finding, also called fox hunting, fox tailing, and radio orienteering, all on foot under international rules. This year's national championships took place in early April near Killeen, Texas, under the sponsorship of the Texas ARDF Group and the Austin Orienteering Club. Anyone at any transmitter hunting skill level was welcome to compete, so there was a wide age range of participants from from all over the country, plus visitors from Ukraine and a high school exchange student from China. There were some past medal winners, while a few had never completed a full course before. In accordance with standard rules of the International Amateur Radio Union, the participants were divided into 11 age and gender categories, so the ones in their 70s didn't have to compete against primajors for the gold. Lead organizers for this year's championships were Kenneth Harker, WM5R, and Jennifer Harker, W5JEN. They obtained the sights and set five challenging courses. The classic courses on 2 meters and 80 meters were over 6 kilometers from start to each of the five transmitters and then to the finish. In addition, there was a sprint event to see who could find 10 lower-powered transmitters fastest. There was also a foxhoring event. That's a new sport that combines orienteering and direction finding. Competitors were given a map marked with 10 circles. When they got inside the area represented by each circle, they could hear a QRP 80-meter transmitter and track it down with RDF. When it was all over, 16 OMs and 9 YLs had received gold, silver, and bronze medals to take home. Some of them are also getting invitations to travel and compete on Team USA in the ARDF World Championships, which will get underway in mid-September near Albina, Bulgaria. For the complete results and lots of photos of these championships, point your web browser to homingin.com. That's homingin, as one word, homingin.com. That's also a good place to learn more about the fun of on-foot transmitter hunting and about bringing it to your locality. From Southern California, where we are planning several training events to get Team USA ready for the World Championships, this is Joe Mell, KZERO Oscar Victor, for Amateur Radio Newsline.
In one Florida park, it seems, that state's QSO party was also a kids' party. And while Norway, Switzerland, Scotland, and South America were among some of their biggest DX contacts, some of the most important contacts made by the four young operators with call sign K1D weren't even made on the air. They were the parents and kids strolling by in a DeLand, Florida park, watching the youthful quartet using a GoBox, mobile antenna, and a solar battery, and later a Honda generator. Said their dad, quote, "We just want to show more kids and their parents that these kids have a spark," end quote. That spark burned brightly, too, on Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st, with Father James Lee, WX4TV, lending support. His son and three daughters spoke to the world and then showed the immediate world what ham radio was all about. It was, said their father, a test run for field day and also quite a party. In all, 13-year-old Zechariah, WX4TVJ, 11-year-old Faith Hannah, AE4FH, 9-year-old Hope, KM4IP, and 8-year-old Grace, who is testing for her tech license soon, worked 448 stations, mostly on 20 meters, all of which proves that the best party favor is a full logbook. DXers can no longer hope to work the much-anticipated P5D expedition in North Korea. It won't be happening. Amateur Radio Newsline's John Williams, VK4JJW, gives us the details.
The P5D expedition to North Korea is dead. And it wasn't bad propagation, but a lack of funds and a need for secrecy that killed it. So says Paul Ewing, N6PSE, spokesman for the Intrepid DX group that had been planning the historic event since 2013. Ewing has said in a number of news reports that despite long discussions with the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, a breach in the required security surrounding those talks ended with permission being denied to work from North Korea. The North Korean officials had also requested a fee in connection with the de-expedition, Ewing says, and there was no funding to be had. The 10-day mission to activate the world's most wanted DXCC entity has now been scrapped. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
If you're scouting for scouts to contact on the air with the call sign K2BSA, you'll want to hear this week's report on radio scouting. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
This week in radio scouting, we have three activations of the K2BSA call sign in Georgia, Iowa, and New Hampshire. Thomas Moore, WX4TM, will be the control operator for the Portable 4 station in Columbus, Georgia, at the Chattahoochee Council 2016 Scout Expo on May 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. Thomas and Bill Watt, K4BLL of the Columbus Amateur Radio Club, will be building on their Radio Merit Badge program by demonstrating HF, VHF, UHF, APRS, satellite communication, if the birds are in alignment, and fox hunting. Mike Miller, AC0BD, will be the control operator for the Portable Zero station in Granger, Iowa, at the PAC 89 Cub Scout Overnighter Camp on May 7th during the morning hours. Mike will be demonstrating 20-meter phone to groups of Cub Scouts on a homebrew 20-meter dipole and generator setup. Michael Fecto, N1MAY, will be the control operator for the Portable One station in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, at the Wanalancet District Campery on May 7th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Michael will be demonstrating HF with four get-on-the-air stations on 20 and 10-meter phone. Next week, we have an activation in Montana. Please help support this activity and others involving youth and amateur radio by working and spotting them on the air and online. For more information on K2BSA and radio scouting, please visit www.k2bsa.net. For Amateur Radio Newsline and the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, such as the Mingus Mountain Repeater Group, K7MRG, in Arizona, on Tuesday evenings. A group of West Virginia DXers plans to work the bands for national parks on the air by going out on a bridge. Here's the story from Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
As part of the ARRL's National Parks on the Air, which celebrates the centennial of the National Park Service this year, members of the West Virginia DX Association and other hands will be operating special event stations from the New River Gorge Bridge in Fayetteville, West Virginia, Saturday, May 14, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Operations will be on 20 and 40 meters on both CW and SSB. There will also be a 2-meter FM simplex station operating on 146.55 megahertz, which the public may visit. HF stations will have to be set up in an area inaccessible to the public, but visiting Boy Scouts will be able to access the HF stations and get on the air. Club call sign W8AH will be used. The call sign originally belonged to famed DXer Al Hicks, now a silent key. You may QSL direct to W8AH or via Logbook of the World or QRZ.com. The New River Gorge Bridge is part of the National Park Service New River Gorge National River Area, which encompasses over 70,000 acres of land along the New River. With an arch over 1,700 feet long, it is the world's third largest single-span arch bridge, carrying over 16,000 vehicles daily. Opened in 1977, the bridge is over 3,030 feet long and nearly 900 feet high. According to event organizer Randy Dameron, N8XEA, the group has been given permission to hang wire antennas from the bridge structure, which is accessible from an enclosed catwalk underneath the bridge. This may give a whole new meaning to the definition of beam antenna. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW, reporting from Charleston, West Virginia.
The Roseland Amateur Radio Club in Roseland, New Jersey, is marking its 70th anniversary with a QSO party on May 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time. The club will be operating SSB on 20 and 40 meters and will also be working 2 meters FM on its WA2JSB repeater. For more information, visit the club website, www.k2gq.org. On that same day, May 14th, a group of hams will be providing communications support to the Westford Kiwanis Apple Blossom Parade. The Minuteman Repeater Association is looking for about a dozen volunteers in eastern and central Massachusetts to bring their 2-meter radios and help out. Assignments will be given out at 8:30 a.m., about 90 minutes before the parade kicks off. The Apple Blossom Festival and Parade has been held every spring since 1968 and is a major fundraiser supporting scholarships, cookouts for seniors, and other neighborhood programs. Please contact Terry Stater for details by emailing ka8scp@wb1gof.org. Moving day is over for the Burlington Repeaters of the Minuteman Repeater Association, which are now up and running in North Reading. The club is also looking for signal reports for both repeaters, which are at 146.715 kHz and 446.775 kHz. The input PL has not changed. The move is expected to improve coverage in all directions, but mostly, particularly to the north. In DX, be listening until May 15th for three German operators working as E44QX from Jericho in Palestine on 10 through 80 meters. They'll be working mainly on CW, but also some SSB and RTTY. QSLs will be handled by DF8DX. Gerd, DL7VOG, is on the island of Martinique, working as FM/DL7VOG until June 6th. He will mainly use CW and RTTY on all bands 80 meters to 6 meters. For QSLs, use Clublog OQRS. Yuli DJ9XB will operate from Crete, holiday style, with the call sign as SV9-DJ9XB from May 10th through May 20th. Find him on all bands, 40 meters to 6 meters, but mainly 6 meters. QSL to the home call. And finally, we hear about one student ham radio club in Indiana that's found a way to beat the high cost and hassle of foreign de-expeditions. They're keeping it local. We hear more from Amateur Radio Newsline's Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Now here's a de-expedition that doesn't involve passports, airplanes, or complicated survival strategies. Yet the venue is rare and the objective is ambitious. Students in the Bloomington High School's South Amateur Radio Club in Indiana are working one of the most wanted counties in the state on Saturday, May 7th as part of the Indiana CUSO party. That would be Brown County, where the teens will work in a field day-like setting in Brown County State Park near Nashville, Indiana. The student club, K9SOU, enjoys a strong reputation in working DX and in doing contesting, and even though some of its members have gone on youth de-expeditions, it just wasn't going to be possible to travel to far, remote parts of the world as a team. That's when chemistry teacher and club sponsor Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, decided the state park would be a perfect way to satisfy the taste for adventure and the desire to activate a rare locale. So be listening for the teens' 20, 40, and 75-meter SSB from around 1500 to 1800 Zulu. And if you want to monitor their activities, follow their Twitter feed in real time at K9SOU and visit their Facebook page. Better still, just get on the air and work them. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Stephen Kinfort, N8WB, reporting from beautiful Norris Lake, Tennessee.
With thanks to Allen Labs, Amateur Radio Victoria, the ARRL, Bill Stearns, NE4RD, CQ Magazine, DX.net, FCC.gov, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, James Lee, WX4TV, Joe Mel, K0OV, Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, QSL.net, QRZ.com, Snoco Hams, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Twit TV, West Virginia DX Association, Westford Kiwanis Club, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. We also remind our listeners that there's still time to nominate candidates for the 2016 Bill Pasternak Young Ham of the Year Award. This honor recognizes licensed amateurs who are no older than 19 and living in the U.S., Puerto Rico, or Canada, and who have made significant contributions to ham radio and their community. To download an application form, visit our website, arnewsline.org, and click on the tab for YHOTY. Completed applications should be sent to the Young Ham of the Year Award in care of Amateur Radio Newsline Incorporated, Editorial Office, P.O. Box 451, Huntington Station, New York, 11746. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH in Topeka, Kansas, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.